News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sunner, fabulous producer. There just can be no argument about that. He's why the podcast will work no matter where you go shortly after our interviews conducted at around 7:50 this morning. On the news line with us now, Amanda Waldman is here. She's from Lycoming County. She's a Democratic candidate for U.S. Congress in the 9th District. Talking about her candidates for U.S. Congress. She's been spreading the word, has made a lot of appearances around here, and she's not an unknown entity on the ballot. She's run for office in the past, and so she's with us now. Good morning, Amanda. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I really do appreciate it. I think it was Rick Santorum who said, we need people who want to participate in what he was referring to as the whack-a-mole game, where you stick your head up and you run for office. Sometimes the voters, well, you know what they do to you. But then other times you get to stand up and stand up for your ideals and run for office and kind of stay out there. So thanks for stepping up. Thanks for popping your head up. Tell me about your candidacy. Introduce yourself to our audience. Amanda Waldman, going to be a new name for a lot of folks in the 9th District. So please tell us about yourself.
Hello. My name is Amanda Waldman. I'm a lifelong Lycoming County resident, Mill Creek Township, actually. I bought the home that I grew up in. I bought that from my mom when she moved. It's part of my grandfather's original farm and part of my great-great-grandfather's original farm before that. Now, this portion of the land, this is no longer a functioning active farm. My grandfather was diagnosed with cancer, and in order to take care of my grandmother for the rest of her life, he sold the farm to a developer, and now I'm surrounded by lots of houses. And I love having grown up with no neighbors and just on a farm, where it was, you know, family and cousins, and the neighboring farm kids. Now I have a lot of neighbors, and my kids have other kids to play with as well. I get to see both sides, I guess. But knowing my family story is the same as so many small farm family stories. Their families lost the farm. It became more cost-effective for them to sell land off to a developer. It's one of the things I've noticed over my whole life is the shrinking of our farm. Our small farms, and if we run out of farms, we run out of food. So, huge supporter of farms.
All right, occupation. Where do we find you on a busy workday? Where do we find you, like today?
Today, I work from home. Our office never reopened after COVID shutdowns. The company realized it was more cost effective for us to be staying at home, and those of us at home like it. We don't have to pay the high gas costs when we work from home.
And what do you do?
I'm an exception to that since I'm campaigning, and I'm almost to 19,000 miles traveled since mid-March. That's on my dime through the 12 counties of the 9th District. But on a normal workday, I'm a financial representative for a Medicare contractor. I've been here 9.5 years.
All right, fantastic. Okay, so you're going to Washington with the potentiality to deal with agricultural-related issues, and certainly what you do know from your experience, and things that might relate to Medicare or health care-oriented issues. Describe your stand on some of the key issues of the day. We just had student loan forgiveness pop up to the radar. Of course, we're involved in assisting Ukraine. There's a wide range of issues that are top of the mind to a lot of folks.
One of my other priorities that I didn't mention is our veterans. So farms, healthcare, jobs in the economy, our veterans. Those are the key issues for me.
All right. Well, what can we do related to jobs?
Should I be in D.C. right now, the first thing I would be doing is working to change the rules of committees. And I'm sure you're just as curious as everyone else, why would I focus on committee rules? Because the good legislation that would actually help the people, that is bipartisan, widely supported, goes to a committee and it dies in committee. It's never brought to the floor. It's never returned to the House or the Senate. That's my first order of business, because we can come up with the best bills and the best plans, but if we can't get them back from a committee, there's no point in it. So some of those things, going back to farming, the Prime Act. The Prime Act has been submitted 4 sessions, and it goes to the Agricultural Committee, and it never returns to the floor for a vote. The Prime Act would actually affect you and I at the grocery store, and it would enable our small farms to be making more of a profit off of their own livestock. So their livestock could be in our grocery stores. We wouldn't have to go to the butcher shops. Not saying that that's a bad thing. I love having the country store butcher shop right down the road from me. They've been closed for a few years now, which is sad. I miss shopping there. But it would enable regular families to just go to your grocery store and pick up local meat. Chances are it's going to be organic and it's going to be healthier meat. I don't know if you've seen the difference between the pork that we buy at the grocery store now, which is real pale, kind of pink, or fresh pork. Very, very red.
All right, other issues. You said health care.
I'm sorry?
I said, you said health care is a big issue. What can we do related to health care? What can Washington do? What would you do as a congressperson, congresswoman?
I would love to see Medicare be an option for everyone. The high price, the high cost of health insurance and health care, Medicare is an option, should be an option for everyone to lower those costs. The way Medicare works is, I hear people say it all the time, Medicare doesn't cover my medication. I can't get my medication through them. It's actually the pharmaceutical company that refuses to negotiate their price is the reason Medicare can't cover that medication, because that pharmaceutical company is more concerned about making money off of us than negotiating so everyone can have access to the medication. That's just one of the things. Doctor's office visits. My health insurance is pretty good through my company. I can go to a specialist, and let's say the specialist is going to, we'll just keep the number easy at $100. They want to charge $100, and Medicare has already contracted rate for that same office visit, and they're only going to pay $50. Sorry.
So the person has to make up the difference, I guess, is what you're saying. Yeah. Individuals have to make it.
The price there, my insurance is going to pay 90% of that, the remaining. Medicare is going to pay 80% of $50, and the patient pays the remainder 20%. Which one's going to come out cheaper? It's a $500 bill. My insurance pays 90% of that, and I'm left with 10% of the bill. Medicare is going to say, that office visit should only cost $100. We're paying 80, you're paying the other 20. It's simple math, and a lot of people don't realize that's actually how Medicare works.
Well, you certainly would know, since you work with it on a daily basis, so you're highly informed.
If I had the option to choose Medicare, even with my insurance that's really good, I would choose Medicare because it would save me so much money.
All right, you say in your campaigning you are unbought, unbossed, and unapologetic. Explain that mission statement.
I am taking donations only from the people. I don't take from corporate PACs. I know we hear this amongst politicians, and I'm using air quotes around politicians all the time. I'm really not. I'm not a self-funded candidate. I don't have a huge stock portfolio. As far as I know, I do not own any stock in pharmaceutical companies. I don't get a kickback. I'm not a wealthy person. I'm the last person you would think would run for office. I have a meager $36,000 a year job. Very small home, single parent.
Okay.
I'm not bought by special interest groups. Sorry, I still have a frog in my throat. I'm pausing here because I don't want to cough on air.
And unapologetic. Explain exactly what you mean by that.
Well, the unbossed part is, since I'm not bought, the only people who will boss me around in D.C. are the people. I will have one boss, and it's my constituents. And I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize to another politician or a party or a figurehead or a corporate lobbyist. I'm not going to apologize to anyone for only listening to my constituents. I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to fall in line or be told I have to fall in line if it's something that does not benefit my constituents. Just period. You said in the beginning we needed more people to be involved. We definitely need more people involved. It's one of the other things I support is open primaries. I don't think that you should have to belong to either the Republican Party or the Democratic Party in order to cast your vote in a primary. We're taking away people's choice. At least a third of the country is registered as independent. They should all have a choice. They should all have the option to help us pick the best candidate.
All right, we're going to close out this segment. Anything briefly you'd like to add for this particular segment? We'll have you back on at 7:40, but a quick closing comment for this segment.
If nothing changes, nothing is ever going to change, and that applies to our voting habits as well. If we don't start voting for different kinds of people to fill these offices, nothing in our lives is going to get better.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Stand by. We're going to put you on hold. We'll have you back at 7:40. Amanda Waldman on the line. She's from, as near as I can tell, based on her descriptions, from the Hughesville, Muncie region of Lycoming County. If she's not too far from the country store, that puts you not too far from Hughesville. So Lycoming County, running for 9th District U.S. Congress. She's a Democrat. You can find more details about her at Waldman4PA.com, Waldman, the numeral 4PA.com. And she'll be back at 7:40.
News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Glad to see you on the radio. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of WKOK Sunrise. And we're glad to say Dara Mitchell's with us this morning. She's an intern following us along, so we appreciate her coming in. She's already been a big help and asset this morning, so we appreciate that. And last but not least, Amanda Waldman is on the news line. She's a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, lives in, or U.S. House, and she is living in the Hughesville, Muncie area. Amanda, where do you live? What's the best way to describe that?
East Jibip.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. Well, that's a nice place if you can find it.
It's a beautiful rural area. We're back in the mountains, farmland.
All right, yeah, so you're in the Hughesville, Muncie region. We'll go ahead and put that. But in the 9th District, that is Congressman Muser's district, and you are running as a Democrat. You're on the ballot, so voters will be able to see your name. Amanda Waldman, W-A-L-D-M-A-N. Waldman4PA.com is her website. It's Waldman4, the numeral 4PA.com. If our members of our audience weren't with us at the very first part of our first interview, introduce yourself to our audience. Tell us a little bit about your background and why you're running for U.S. Congress.
You know, I grew up in the farm area surrounding the Hughesville school district on what remains of my family's very small farm. I still live in the house that my parents built. I bought that from my mom when she moved. And like many Pennsylvanians, many people in this area, I have lived paycheck to paycheck, working multiple jobs to pay my bills, to put myself through college. It took me about 15 years because I did go straight out of high school, but life happened along the way. And so my focus as I saved money so I could pay my bills while I went to school for a semester, then went back to work, saved for next semester, so on. I'm currently a financial representative in the Medicare industry. I'm a board member of my local Center for Independent Living. I'm a member of Lycoming County Commissioner's Diverse Ability Committee. I'm an AmeriCorps alumni. and I'm also a community volunteer, among a million other hats. I do still work full-time, Monday through Friday, from home. Our office still has not reopened after COVID. I am currently on a break to be on your show. Past work history, I've worked at the Lieutenant Governor's office in Harrisburg back in 2008. And as much as I hate to admit it, my coworkers in that office were correct. They told me I would be back in politics, and I'm to remember them when I need staffers.
Oh, okay.
That's where I saw just how dysfunctional government was. And that was the impetus of me running for office. If not me, then who? You know? So that's why I'm running.
Yeah, you ran for state
our
house.
Priorities getting done.
You ran for state house in the past. Tell us about that and how that speaks to your current run for U.S. Congress.
I ran for the 84th House District 2 years ago in 2020. I had never been involved in a campaign, and it was an eye-opening experience. And I saw a lot of people voting for a letter of the alphabet instead of for the person who was actually going to listen to the people, who was going to prioritize their needs over my personal opinion, and who just wanted to show up and do the work. That's why I'm running for Congress now. The 84th District, with the new map lines being drawn, it was a 4-to-1 Republican to Democratic area, and it's higher now. The House map was not kind to Lycoming County. Looking at the congressional map, my current congressman is Fred Keller. And when he said he was going to run for the seat, I thought, no, I don't think so. I don't want a party mouthpiece. And I would say the same thing if it was a Democrat doing the same thing that both Congressman Muser and Congressman Keller had been doing. I want someone who's going to stand up for me, stand up for my neighbors, stand up for the small farmers, stand up for our veterans, stand up for our healthcare workers and our teachers. I don't want someone that's just going to fall in line and listen to what someone else tells them to do. That's not who I am as a person. I've always been this way. I always question the motives when something doesn't quite make sense.
All right, so
and the people deserve better.
What are some issues in Washington that need fixed, and how would you fix them?
The biggest issue is committees. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but if we don't change rules of committee and force legislation to come back to the House and the Senate floor, legislation won't be passed. There are numerous bipartisan bills with wide bipartisan support. They are good for the people. They're going to sit in the committee and they're going to die. They're being tabled, I guess you could call it. And they'll be reproposed in the next session. And again, they'll go to the same committee and they'll sit there for the entire session and they'll die in committee. That's not helping the people. That's the number one priority.
All
our
right.
Veterans. The PACT Act. My opponent, Congressman Muser, actually voted against covering service-related illnesses for our veterans, because to cover those illnesses, it would balloon the deficit. And hearing something like that, I'm not sure the congressman understands. We only have a country and an economy and a deficit to worry about because of our veterans. So that was one of the more disgusting arguments I've heard against the PACT Act. Now, he has since changed his vote after paying nearly $700,000 to multiple political consultants to tell him it's a bad idea to vote against veterans. I'm one of the people. I struggle with the same things my neighbors struggle with every day. I don't need a political consultant firm to tell me what my constituents need, to tell me what their struggles are. I live it every day. I am one of the people. I don't need a mouthpiece from a political party to tell me what the problems are. We struggle with health care. We struggle with the cost of gas and inflation. The biggest driver of inflation is fuel cost. Gasoline costs are the number one driver of inflation. There is currently a House resolution, the House Resolution 1112. It's to address OPEC, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, the United States, to increase production back to pre-COVID shutdown levels. We're still not back to full production. In 2020, the former president went to the OPEC nations, worked out a deal, and I'm not saying this was a bad thing because the oil market needed to be stabilized. But that decreased production by 20 million barrels a day. We're still not back to that. And now we have a war in Ukraine, and Russia is one of those OPEC nations, one of the biggest producers. Not only do we need to increase our own production, as does Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, we need to increase to counter what we're missing from Russia. And we haven't done that yet, which is why our gas prices are still so high. And I love how every media outlet doesn't explain the full problem. So I'm sure there are a lot of listeners saying, oh, President Trump never did that. He did. And it was necessary, and it was a good thing. It stabilized the market. And now it's time to return back to our normal production because we're all back to work. Unemployment is super low here in Pennsylvania. It is very low.
Okay, we're running a little short on time. We'll give you the last minute. Anything at all you want to say in the last minute?
I'd like people to ignore the fact that I'm registered as a Democrat. I'm registered as a citizen of the United States, as a Pennsylvanian. I'm running to do the job that no one else has been doing for decades. And I'd like you to pause and think, has Congressman Musser created jobs for the district? The answer is no, but he did hand out money from the American Rescue Plan that he voted against. And he acted like he was Oprah giving out gifts on Christmas. Has the congressman supported our servicemen and women? I already discussed this. He voted against the PACT Act, saying that it's too expensive to cover our veterans. Has he changed, or has he championed the low and middle income working families? Has he support a minimum wage increase? No, he doesn't do those things. Yet, members of Congress, they get a cost of living increase almost every session. This is a taxpayer-funded salary, and it comes with excellent benefits. Taxpayer-funded. But you and I, the regular people, we don't get that. I support term limits. I want to make sure we're not there long enough to gain so much power that we can control what every member of our party, every member in Congress, votes for. We come up with solutions to our regular everyday lives as regular people on the street. We don't have quite enough money for a bill, we go pick up another job. We can't pick up another job, we cut what bills we can. We make it. We come up with a solution on how to continue to survive. I want to do better. I want to see the hardworking people in this district thrive on their own hard work. I want to see their lives get better because they made them better. Because they were enabled by a system instead of being held down. I want to see everyone thrive on their own. That's all any of us ask for.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today and for being on the radio. You were on at 7:10 and again at 7:43. Thank you for all the information. We'll have you on our On the Mark program coming up as well. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Much appreciated.
I can come back anytime.
All right, will do. Thank you. Amanda Waldman, Lycoming County, 9th District Democratic candidate, waldmanforpa.com.